540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Sheriff's deputies in Tennessee are now facing charges in the death of a black man. WREG-TV reporter Bria Jones says the deputies allegedly punched the man, kicked him, and kneeled on his back while he was having a psychotic episode.
9 Shelby County deputies have been indicted over the death of Gershon Freeman. He died back in October of 2022 inside the Shelby County Jail. And right now, Sheriff Bonner, he says he stands behind those 9 officers, even going so far as to say that he would support any GoFundMe or campaigns to support those 9 officers.
Entertainment writers in the studios have been meeting to try to end a month-long strike, says KCAL-TV reporter Tom Waite.
There has been some reporting that there's progress, but that goes both ways. Some people are saying that the progress, while it could be there, that could also be one way for the studio heads to be releasing the idea that there's progress in order to pressure the Writers Guild into a deal. So it really is just going to be fascinating to see how this plays out.
The United Auto Workers Union has now entered day 7 of its strike against the big 3 Detroit automakers. The strikers say they're determined to get a raise.
We got to reach this deal one way or another. We've given up so much over the years in the last few contracts. This is the only way we're going to get it back. We got to do what we got to do.
Border Patrol agents are detaining a rising number of migrants after months of declining detentions. Officials in El Paso, Texas, say facilities are stretched thin because agents are now apprehending 400 to 500 migrants a day. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in El Paso.
El Paso has been here before, but rather than have migrants sleep out on the streets, there has been a concerted effort this time to move them into shelters, hotels, or onto their next destination. But with the numbers continuing to go up, the question is, how much more can these border communities handle?
A new study finds that about 16 million K through 12 students in the U.S. were chronically absent during the past school year. Why is that? Lisa Damore, author of The Emotional Lives of Teenagers on CBS Mornings.
There's a lot of different reasons why kids don't go to school, different reasons for different kids.
Of course.
Probably one of the most universal is they're anxious about something. Mm-hmm. And so when kids are anxious, sometimes we think, like, okay, just stay home today. But the problem is that avoidance feeds anxiety.
The Senate has confirmed Air Force General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The nomination is one of just hundreds that have been put on hold by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville over the Pentagon's abortion policy. He's not budging. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.